Bismillah ar-Rahman ar-Rahim. Overlooking the minor errors of people of religious status. Hazrat Aisha radiyallahu ta'ala anha narrates that Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wasallam said, overlook the errors of important personalities unless it relates to matters of penal law. Hazrat Aisha radiyallahu ta'ala anha narrates that Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wasallam said, overlook the errors of important personalities unless it relates to matters of penal law. Know the above hadith has been narrated in many compilations of ahadith. The Sharia commands us to have esteem and reverence for our seniors and elders. The hadith specifically refers to religiously acclaimed personalities. If due to human weakness they commit an error, it should be overlooked. These days people would rather prefer to publicize such errors and drag the person's name in the mud instead of practicing on the teachings of Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wasallam, that is forgiveness and to overlook. Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wasallam also overlooked the fault of a senior sahabi radiyallahu ta'ala anhu by virtue of him having participated in the battle of Badr, which was indeed a supreme privilege. Sayyidina Hatib radiyallahu ta'ala anhu, a sahabi who took part in the great battle of Badr, once wrote a letter to the idolaters mushrikeen of Makkah al-Mukarramah informing them of Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wasallam's preparations to launch an attack on them. He sent this letter with a woman who happened to be going to Makkah Mukarramah at the time. He felt that by doing the Quraysh a favor, they would protect his family in Makkah Mukarramah, as his family had nobody to care for them in Makkah Mukarramah, unlike the families of the other Sahaba radiallahu ta'ala anhum that had migrated to Madinah al-Munawwara. Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala informed Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam of this through divine revelation. Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam immediately dispatched Hazrat Ali, Zubair and Miqdad radiallahu ta'ala anhum with instructions to ride to Rawdatul Qaq, which they would intercept a woman traveling on camelback. They were instructed to demand her to return the letter to Hatib radiallahu ta'ala anhu, the Sahabi. They set off and intercepted the woman. They searched for the letter but could not find it. They told the woman that it was impossible for Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam to lie, and she should submit the letter or risk being stripped of her clothing in search of it. She eventually gave in and removed the letter which had been concealed in her hair. The Sahaba radiallahu ta'ala anhu returned to Madinah al-Munawwara, and Hatib radiallahu ta'ala anhu was summoned to Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wasallam. Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wasallam requested an explanation about the nature of the letter. The Hatib radiallahu ta'ala anhu immediately urged Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wasallam not to be hasty in taking him to task. He then explained to Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam that unlike the other muhajirin who had family ties with the Quraysh in Makkah Mukarramah, he was the only companion who had no one to take care of his family in Makkah Mukarramah. He therefore desired to carry out, to do a favor to the Quraysh, whereby they would take his family under their protection. He further asserted that his action was not a result of despondency with Islam or approval of kufr, and that he had no sinister motive. As Umar radiallahu ta'ala anhu, who was silent up to then, remarked, O Nabi of Allah, allow me to behead this hypocrite. Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wasallam replied, had he participated in the battle of Badr, do you not know, O Umar, that Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala has pardoned the participants of the battle of Badr for any sin they commit? Know the narration in the Musnad of Imam Ahmad rahmatullah alayhi said that tears filled in the eyes of Umar radiallahu ta'ala anhu, and he realized the worth of the participants of the great battle of Badr. Imam Bukhari rahimahullah has quoted this incident in various chapters of Sahih Bukhari. The above action could be interpreted as betrayal under circumstances, and the perpetrator as a traitor. However, Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam accepted the excuse of this important sahabi due to his participation in the battle of Badr. There was indeed a great distinction between those that participated in the battle and those who did not. It is the view of Ahl Sunnah wa Jama'ah that these Sahaba radiallahu ta'ala anhum are most esteemed after the Ashr Mubashara. That is, the 10 Sahaba Ikram who are granted glad tidings of entry to Jannah. Allah ta'ala give us the faith to make amal.